is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio.
Can I just get your take on that? Thumbs up, thumbs down?
Shocking.
Oh, wow. It's three thumbs down. Ellen's gone both thumbs.
Ellen got the double.
Yeah, I feel like I should maybe support her from being down south, but I just can't. I do love ketchup on a lot of things, but not a roast dinner. That's just...
You are a ketchup fan, actually.
I know.
Oh, are you a ketchup fan, Ellen?
Ellen's a huge ketchup fan.
I love that.
Not as much now, but yeah. Do you know what I like? Sweet chilli jam.
Classy stuff. Couldn't say sweet chilli sauce. Sweet chilli jam.
Maybe a mixture.
Magic. Well, that's where we leave for today. Don't forget, check out all of that digital content across our social media channels. And we will see you all next time. Up next, it's Gordon Smart. But first, the latest news on 5 Live.
The voice of the UK.
And the home of the Premier League.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
And with the news and sport, I'm Shabnam Yunus-Jewell. Lebanon's health minister has said 2 days of Israeli airstrikes have caused carnage across the country. More than 560 people have been killed, according to Lebanese officials. Israel says it will continue to hit Hezbollah targets in the country until the goal of ensuring the safe return of Israel's northern residents to their homes is achieved. The UK is expected to send hundreds more military personnel to Cyprus in preparation for a potential evacuation of thousands of British nationals in Lebanon. The Defence Secretary, John Healey, has urged UK citizens not to travel to the country and said anyone already there should leave. Sir Keir Starmer has used his first Labour Party conference speech as Prime Minister to promise to rebuild Britain. Addressing delegates in Liverpool, he said he would resist easy answers in the face of tough challenges, but insisted there was light at the end of the tunnel. And the Duke of Sussex has been speaking about what he called the harms posed by social media. Appearing at an event in New York, he suggested people were being used for a human experiment rather than enjoying a human experience. In sport, all four Premier League teams that made it through to the fourth round of the EFL Cup, but Leicester had to squeeze past League Two Walsall on penalties. They won the shootout 3-0. Chelsea comfortably beat Barrow 5-0 at Stamford Bridge with a hat-trick for Christopher Nkunku. Aston Villa won 2-1 at Wycombe Wanderers, and Manchester City beat Watford 2-1. When asked about Rodri, City manager Pep Guardiola said he will be out for a long time, but they're still waiting for doctors to confirm the severity of his injury. The midfielder was taken off during City's draw with Arsenal on Sunday. Meanwhile, Wimbledon are still dealing with the flooding of their stadium that postponed their home match against Newcastle to next week at St James's Park. More than 100,000 litres of water has been pumped out of their Plough Lane home, and the League Two club are unsure when they'll be able to stage home games again. And England captain Harry Brook hit a first one-day international century to help them win a rain-affected third match against Australia by 46 runs on the Duckworth-Lewis-Stern method. The match was abandoned, giving England the much-needed victory to stay in this series. They're now 2-1 down with two matches left to play.
BBC Radio 5 Live.
The Checkered Flag Podcast. Keeping you up to date with everything Formula One.
It has been utter dominance for Lando Norris, who wins the Singapore Grand Prix.
It was an amazing race. A few too many close calls. I'm a bit out of breath, but very fun one.
Next up, Austin, Texas, and an intense six-race sprint to the end of the year.
The Checkered Flag Podcast.
Listen now on BBC Sounds.
Well, here we go. Thanks very much to Kelly Cates from before this. Right now, it's time for Gordon Smart Show with me, Johnny Ianson. What a pleasure it is to be here again. 26 minutes to 11 and plenty to come on the programme for you tonight. Stories about octopuses, or is it octopi? We'll try to get to the bottom of that one. And how apparently they collude with other fish and maybe bully them a little bit as well when searching for their dinner. We'll also bring you the latest from the Labour Party conference. Keir Starmer delivering his keynote speech will be live at the conference in a moment's time. And of course, we'll keep you up to speed with the latest from Lebanon, where thousands continue to flee their homes after more attacks from Israel. Really looking forward to tonight's Talk of the Towns, which is all about where you live and the events and traditions that make it special. There's a pyrotechnic theme with that one, and you must stay with us, because after midnight, Lives Less Ordinary is with the legend of the music world, Mike Batt, the man behind the Wombles records. He also wrote Bright Eyes for Art Garfunkel. He's the man that wrote Katie Melua's most successful records. He's got a new autobiography out, and there is a couple of wonderful stories, including him and Paul McCartney disturbing little Stevie Wonder whilst trying to record Ebony and Ivory, and also being pulled over as a Womble whilst riding in his Rolls Royce in the 70s. It's just so many gems in there. Please do listen. We'll do that after midnight later on. As ever, we welcome you to get in touch as well. If you need those numbers, it's 850-582. Text us, or you can find us on WhatsApp, 0808 5909 693. So let's turn our attention then to one of the big stories of the day, and that is that the Prime Minister Keir Starmer has delivered the keynote speech at the Labour Party conference with a promise that there's light at the end of the tough economic tunnel.
That if we take tough long-term decisions now, if we stick to the driving purpose behind everything we do, higher economic growth, so living standards rise in every community, our NHS facing the future, waiting lists at your hospital down, safer streets in your community, stronger borders, more opportunities for your children, clean British energy powering your home, then that light at the end of this tunnel, that Britain that belongs to you, we get there much more quickly.
The Prime Minister also made pledges on housing for all homeless veterans, and he defended the government's plans to cut winter fuel payments for some pensioners, admitting many of the decisions his government will have to make will be unpopular. There was very little by way of foreign policy, but the Prime Minister had this to say about the conflict between Israel and Hamas.
So I call again for restraint and de-escalation at the border between Lebanon and Israel. Again, all parties to pull back from the brink. I call again for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, the return of the sausages, the hostages, and a recommitment to the two-state solution, a recognised Palestinian state alongside a safe and secure Israel. And that's the message I will take to the UN General Assembly when I travel there later today.
And much like Rachel Reeves, also had a heckler to deal with.
My sister was a killer. I think this guy's obviously got a pass from the 2019 conference.
And let's just replay something, because your ears may have been deceiving you. He provided a viral moment when the Prime Minister tripped over that unfortunate word.
I call again for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, the return of the sausages, the hostages.
I mean, he spoke for an hour. So, you know, if that's the only thing, then I don't think that's too bad. Let's talk about the content of his speech, or maybe lack of it. We can speak to political correspondent Helen Catt that joins us now. Hi, Helen.
Hi.
Apart from the slip of the tongue there, generally, how's the speech been received?
It went down pretty well in the hall. You can probably have heard some of the cheering you got there. There were lots of standing ovations as he mentioned a few of the policies that were in there. And he got quite a long standing ovation at the end, as you would expect, as all leaders do at these things. But I mean, generally, it seems to have gone down pretty well. I don't think it's been seen as a sort of barnstormer of a speech, but it's been reasonably well received by a lot of people, certainly here at the conference.
Even though we spoke for an hour, there didn't seem to be a huge amount of new announcements within the speech. Were there any surprises at all?
No, it wasn't packed full of new policy or new announcements. There were a few things in there. So for example, he talked about bringing in the Hillsborough Law, which puts the duty of on public bodies, the duty of candour on public bodies, saying that will come in by, I think it's by next year. He also talked about veterans, people who've served in the armed forces, that giving them, removing some of the barriers to them getting homes for those of them that are homeless, and prioritising them along with care leavers and people who have survived domestic abuse. So that was something that was in there too, and that got quite a big cheer in the hall when that was announced. So there were a few sort of bits of policy sprinkled in there. The main thrust of the speech, though, I think you sort of covered pretty well in your opening to this, which is this idea that he's saying there is going to be some light at the end of the tunnel. He is promising that things will get better, but he was also asking people for patience and suggesting it's going to take some time and he's going to have to make some unpopular decisions to get there, and that people are going to have make some trade-offs to allow that to happen. So that was the sort of tone of his speech. And he also, as you would expect, spent a bit of time talking about the legacy that the Conservatives had left him and sort of trashing their record, if you like, as you would expect a leader to lead a speech to do in this scenario. And he spent quite a lot of it. He talked about opportunities for young people and children and wanting to improve those. And he also spent quite a lot of time addressing the issues around the Southport riots over the summer and really actually quite strong language against the rioters and the people that took part in those.
As you say, there has been that continual theme of there is difficult decisions to be made and they're coming down the line. But it also feels, Helen, that there has definitely been a shift in tone between Keir Starmer and Rachel Reeves in terms of finding more optimism. They've come under a lot of criticism for being too gloomy. It does seem like they've listened to that criticism over the past couple of days.
It really does. And you've seen the shift in language, that if you think back a few weeks to Keir Starmer and his Rose Garden speech, and, you know, things will get worse was the message. And you think back to Rachel Reeves when she was talking about this £22 billion black hole that Labour says they've inherited this year from the Conservatives that they didn't know about. The language around all of that was very bleak. And there has been some criticism there's been too much doom and gloom. There have been some claims that it's actually even starting to affect confidence in the economy. So certainly at this conference, we have seen a little bit of a change of tone. So you've still got a bit of that doom and gloom in there, but there is this repeated sense of, you heard the phrase earlier on, you know, that there will be light at the end of the tunnel, that things are happening, a change is beginning. That's the slogan of this conference, change begins. And he also spent some time, Keir Starmer, laying out the things that the government has already done to try and show that you know, things aren't staying the same, that things will move. So there is a very definite and very deliberate attempt here to just shift the tone a bit, to give it that bit more of a sense of optimism, to explain what the doom and gloom is for.
OK, Helen, thanks a lot. That's our political correspondent there, Helen Catt, live from the conference from Liverpool. And how are those messages going down? 3 months in now, is the public still feeling the same, as buoyant about the new Labour government and Sir Keir Starmer? Lots of polling is happening at the moment. And earlier I caught up with Patrick English from YouGov.
We've been talking to the British voters before and during the conference, and what they've been telling us really is that they've got a strong sense of disappointment so far in what Labour have done in office. Their favourability ratings went from pretty much net neutral when they were first elected into office, now down to minus 30 for both Keir Starmer and for the Labour Party. People are not really enjoying what they're seeing, not really enjoying the mood music coming out, and they're telling us that they're disappointed in things such as the winter fuel allowance. That policy has not gone down very well. And the donations and the ideas surrounding the fact that while pensioners are getting their money cut, the politicians who are making these decisions are getting freebies. Now, of course, the story is far more complicated than that. But in terms of the eyes of the public, when we ask them what they think in their own words, that's what's coming back to us.
Yeah, it's interesting. So why do a quarter of Britons feel let down by Labour? Ask the main biggest reason. The winter fuel allowance tops the list. Not keeping promises, 8% of people. Not doing enough, 9%, wrong priorities, 13%, hitting the pensioners and the poor, 16%, and then 28% winter fuel payments. But is this reflective of what usually happens when a new government comes in? I'm not going to ask you if you've got the figures of the last time this happened, Patrick, but is it, I mean, aren't we to expect perhaps after the initial high of the election, then maybe reality kicks in and people generally kind of lose the love for the new guys?
Yes, absolutely. There's two important things to note here. One is that there is a cost to governing. As soon as a party becomes sort of inherits the mantle of being the government, they become the incumbents. And when the public are frustrated with what's going on around them, when they don't feel like their lives are improving, suddenly it's that party that become the lightning rod of that frustration. So there's always a sort of an end to the honeymoon period. This has been quite quick in terms of the honeymoon period coming to an end. However, it's not by far not the most stark change in public opinion that we've seen even in recent history. We only have to go back to, of course, to Liz Truss and what happened to her favourability ratings and the ratings of the Conservative Party during her very short tenure to get an even more extreme example of how when governments come in, yes, perhaps we should expect a little bit of a drop in public opinion.
Interesting question. Do you feel mostly optimistic or pessimistic about Britain's immediate future? 23% said optimistic, 66% said pessimistic. And I wonder how much that has been influenced by the language coming from the conference, from the likes of Rachel Reeves and Keir Starmer talking about this black hole in the finances and having to make really difficult decisions. And as a second question, if I may, how much that perhaps has informed the Labour Party to maybe change their stance a bit and try this slightly new optimistic approach that we've been seeing over the past couple of days?
I would very much agree with both. I think the mood music that the Labour Party have set in government has been very pessimistic. They have been telling voters this is a bad situation. They've been quite clear on trying to pin their blame for that on the Conservatives. And on that particular measurement, the public generally agree. Around about two-thirds would say that it is actually the fault of the previous administration, not the current administration, that the situation is as it is. However, you're also right to say that is good in terms of letting rolling out the pitch, putting some groundwork out and making sure people are realistic with expectations. But there's perhaps a sense that they overshot on that and that the public really have taken that to heart. And they think, well, you know, we're going to have to start paying for things again. Maybe this kind of a return to austerity idea was starting to lodge. And the Labour Party have been quite actively trying to combat that at this conference, as you say, both Reeves and Starmer in their speeches trying to inject a bit of optimism. And perhaps, and this has been missing quite sorely really from a lot of the communications, certainly that the public have been receiving from the government, a vision, a reason why, when they're told there will be a painful budget coming or this cut needs to be made, the reason why, the narrative, the story, the end point, what are they doing, where are they going? Yeah. We've started to hear a little bit more of that at this conference, and the vote, I think, have been really telling us they have no idea about the why. So perhaps this is a change in Labour strategy in that regard as well.
And just finally, Patrick, I wonder how concerned you think the Labour leadership will be at some of these new ratings. Keir Starmer's rating dropping by about 13% and the Labour Party as a whole as well dropping by the same amount. Do you think that they will be concerned that this has happened so early on, or will they just be reflecting this as the honeymoon period being over?
Yeah, speaking to people in and around the conference, it seems to be Labour are very aware of this, that it is a concern, but they're trying to treat it as perhaps an opportunity to learn a lesson. We still have at least sort of four and a half years before Labour sort of send us back to the polls. So they have a lot of time to learn from this and to try change things around. So I definitely don't get the sense that there's any panic, that Labour are really looking at these numbers and starting to throw everything out of the pram. But certainly there's a recognition that this is an issue and that perhaps some alterations and changes need to be made in the style of what they're saying and how they're going about it.
OK, Patrick, great to talk to you this evening. Thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's Patrick English from YouGov. It's Johnny in for Gordon on a Tuesday evening. And in the last few minutes, the Prime Minister Keir Starmer has urged British nationals to leave Lebanon immediately. Thousands of civilians have been fleeing their homes in the south of the country to escape the continued bombing from the Israeli military. Airstrikes have continued against Hezbollah targets, and earlier the IDF claimed it had killed one of their commanders. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has appealed directly to the Lebanese people in this post on X.
I have a message for the people of Lebanon. Israel's war is not with you. It's with Hezbollah. For too long, Hezbollah has been using you as human shields. It placed rockets in your living rooms and missiles in your garage. Those rockets and missiles are aimed directly at our cities, directly at our citizens. To defend our people against Hezbollah strikes, we must take out those weapons.
The Lebanese health ministry say that more than 560 people have now been killed in the 2 days of attacks, including 50 children, and they're describing the situation as carnage. The UN has warned against the spread of violence and that the crisis is threatening to take the whole region down. Ravina Shamdasani is the spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
We are extremely alarmed by the sharp escalation of hostilities between Israel and Hezbollah and call on all parties to immediately cease the violence and to ensure the protection of civilians. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, calls on all states and actors with influence in the region and beyond to avert further escalation.
Just before we came on air, I spoke to Will Christou, a journalist working for The Guardian in Beirut.
Thanks for having me on the show, Johnny. Yeah, it's been a very tense week here in Beirut and Lebanon as a whole. We've been seeing, sites of mass bombing all over the country. We've been seeing it in Beirut itself, and we've been seeing the results of it. I mean, I went and I visited displacement centers around the city today. And the sights there are pretty grim. And just the seats, the streets of the city are filled with people lugging baby carriages and suitcases and who are just looking for a place to stay right now.
Where are they going? What options do they have?
So basically yesterday, around 80,000 residents across Lebanon, many of them in the south and the Bekaa Valley, received a call on their phone warning them that they should leave their homes, and if they are close to any buildings with Hezbollah weapons in them, they should pack up and go. The issue is, most civilians have no idea where weapons might be. And that call was followed 2 hours later by the widest ranging bombing campaign Israel has carried out since the beginning of the war a year ago. And so people just started fleeing north away from the bombing with no idea of where they were going and how they're going to get there. So many people were clogging the streets trying to get out that what was usually an hour and a half journey took people upwards of 10 hours. And what happened is individuals just started jumping in and offering any empty rooms they have, any empty apartments they might have, as well as NGOs and the government turned schools overnight to shelters. Mm-hmm. But it's been such a chaotic scene that lots of people are still looking for shelter.
Unsurprisingly, the international community is calling for calm and calling for restraint. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has made that very clear that there will be no such thing.
Yeah, it's like you said, the UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy has called for de-escalation, as have most major powers. With that being said, Israeli officials have been making statements that this is just the beginning of what could be a long aerial campaign and potentially even a larger offensive in Lebanon. Right now, it seems like both Hezbollah and Israel are waiting to see which side is going to blink first. And neither side really seems like they're willing to back down.
We've seen the attack on the mobile phones, on the pagers. We've seen then these rockets being fired, and now the huge levels of damage and death that is being caused in Beirut and Lebanon right now. We've also seen the Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah talk about just punishment. But it seems to me that the response so far from Hezbollah has been perhaps muted. Are you surprised that it hasn't been more violent and more ferocious than what we've seen over the past couple of days in response to these attacks?
To be honest, I didn't know what to expect given the unprecedented nature of the pager and walkie-talkie attacks we saw. To give you a sense of scale, the amount of deaths in Lebanon over the past week have basically doubled the death toll since fighting has begun about a year ago. So the amount of death and injuries in the country have been massive. Lots have been fighters, but also many have been civilians. Now, Hassan Nasrallah said in his speech that a just punishment is coming, but he said at the time and place of their choosing. And the fact that the response has been fairly overwhelming, it's true that they've hit farther than they ever have before, southeast of Haifa. But, you know, compared to the destruction that Israel has wrought across Lebanon, it is quite muted. That doesn't surprise me too much because throughout the course of this war, Hezbollah has made it clear that they do not want a full-scale war with Lebanon. Mm-hmm. What they've said is their action is to attempt to pressure Israel, into a ceasefire in Gaza by putting pressure on them in the northern communities, but not prompt a full-scale war with them.
The problem is, Will, that looks very, very unlikely to happen, doesn't it? We've heard time and time again from the Americans in particular that they've been really close to arranging that ceasefire or negotiating the ceasefire with Israel within Gaza, but it continues to fall apart and it doesn't look like it will happen. So where does that leave us with this latest escalation?
You're right that it doesn't look like it's going to happen. And so Hezbollah has sort of climbed up to, you know, has sort of put itself up in a tree that it can't necessarily climb down from, because their rhetoric up until last Thursday after the Patriot attacks have been that they will not stop fighting until there's a ceasefire in Gaza. And I think they're, you know, from all intents and purposes, it seems as if they are sticking to that. You know, the attacks that we've seen over the past week, you know, Monday alone, over 580 people killed. That is the single bloodiest day in Lebanon since the civil war. So I can't imagine a situation in which there would have been more pressure on Hezbollah to stop fighting, if only to stop losses. And they've continued. So it seems like despite the mounting death toll and despite being outmatched militarily, they're willing to continue fighting until that ceasefire is reached or some other negotiation happens.
That's Will Christou from The Guardian speaking to me earlier before the programme live when I was talking to him from Beirut. 5 minutes to 11, the latest update on the way. First, though, some exciting news for fans of The Cure. The band have put out a teaser for their new song, the first song in 16 years. Alone will be released on Thursday ahead of the launch of the new album called Songs of a Lost World. This is the end of every song that we sing. Just a little bit there, but I think that's going to be huge, as in sounding. This all brings to an end the longest awaited return in rock. So will it be worth it? Let's welcome back entertainment journalist Natalie Jameson. Hi, Natalie.
Good evening.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Are you a Cure fan?
Yeah, do you know what? I'm an armchair Cure fan. I can't claim to be into the deep cuts. I really can't. But what I do love about the sound and Robert Smith's vocals is that undeniable sort of gothic yearning that the band have, you know, that there's always something so very deep about it. And I'll be excited to hear this new stuff.
Yeah, no, same. And I think it's one of those things where, you know, The Cure are a prolific live act and they've been touring quite regularly over the last, well, the band's been going for like more than 45 years now, so you can still see them live, but those sets do tend to kind of like lean into their earlier work. You know, as you said, there hasn't been a new album for like 16 years, and fans, I think, are kind of divided over like the newer stuff versus the kind of really the most Cure sounding records that they love, like Disintegration from 89. And, you know, so many of those songs that kind of defined many teenage years, I think, for a lot of people, and, yeah, and continue to do so. They're kind of generationally still incredibly relevant. But knowing I was coming on tonight, likewise, I do love The Cure, but I'm not so much into the deep cuts as some of my friends are. So I reached out to two of my really good friends, Rob and John, who are both Cure obsessives. And interestingly, they've come back with like different reactions. So my friend Rob couldn't be more excited.
Right.
He is really thrilled that they're back with a new album, and he can't wait to hear what it brings to it, and really likes the mystery there's been around this launch as well, which we can chat about in a minute. But then on the other hand, my friend John, who also writes a brilliant music blog called Back in Blackheath, which I highly recommend. He's like not into the new stuff at all. He doesn't think the stuff they've released in the last sort of 25 years or so has really touched the sides of what he fell in love with The Cure. So maybe, I mean, it's only two people I know, but maybe that is reflective of how this might be received.
Yeah, it's interesting how the band have got about this, because they've been talking about new music for years, haven't they? And scrapping loads of stuff, and then just getting in the recording studio and just jamming and see what comes out of that. The album came, then it went. And then, I mean, there's teasing, and then there's just sort of drawing it out a little bit too much.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's teasing, but there's also, I can appreciate not wanting to water down the legacy of a beloved sound and a beloved band. Like, you know, to counter that, you know, Robert Smith's kind of into his 60s now, and age is really irrelevant, I think, in that, because if you look at somebody like Bruce Springsteen, who's still absolutely going strong, and one of his best albums, I think, Western Stars, came out when he was 70 in 2019. So, you know, I don't think the age thing is particularly a factor, but as long as the music is good, and, you know, for me as well, it doesn't even have to sound that Cure sounding. If he did something completely different, I'd be fine with it. But from what we've heard, that tease, it still sounds very much in the pocket of that goth rock indie shoegazy type vibe.
And people love it still, though, don't they? I mean, it's not just old fans. I was looking it up, more than 17 million monthly listens on Spotify, which is loads more than a lot of the bands from the 80s. So they still have that longevity amongst old and newer fans, finally.
Yeah, they do. I mean, they last headlined Glastonbury, 5 years ago, 2019? And like, that set was incredible. You know, they play these immense 3 hour long epic sets, but Robert Smith's voice and that band, the sound they make, it's still, to my ears, sounds superlative. Like, it's still so impressive what they can do, and they've been so inspirational, I think, to so many other bands. You know, I listen to some bands now and you're like, oh, it sounds so much like The Cure.
Absolutely.
And so they really created something purely defining for a generation, and I love them for that.
Fantastic. Natalie, thank you so much. You can hear the song in its full glory on Radio 6, Marianne Hobbs, on Thursday at noon.
The UK
and the home of the Premier League.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
BBC News at 11 o'clock. This is Justine Green. The government has warned that British nationals should leave Lebanon as soon as possible following significant escalation in the fighting between Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. Around 700 UK military personnel are being flown to Cyprus as part of contingency plans to support any evacuation. The Lebanese Health Minister, Firas Abiad, says 2 days of Israeli airstrikes have caused carnage across the country. He accused Israel of carrying out indiscriminate attacks with many civilians among the casualties. More than 560 people have been killed. Israel says a senior Hamas commander died in a targeted strike in Beirut. Our correspondent Ola Girin is in southern Lebanon.
Israel itself said today Hezbollah managed to fire 300 rockets across the border, the very thing that Israel wanted to stop. This comes after everything that happened yesterday, 1,500 Israeli strikes, entire communities emptied out. The city of Tyre, where I'm speaking from tonight, is basically now a ghost town.
Sir Keir Starmer has promised national renewal in his first speech to the Labour Party conference as Prime Minister, but warned of tough choices ahead. He insisted that keeping a cool head during challenging times will be better in the long term than easy answers. Our Deputy Political Editor Vicky Young says Sir Keir is prepared to make unpopular decisions.
The Prime Minister was quite explicit about some of the trade-offs, as he called them, that people might expect. So, for example, if you want to lock up more criminals, that's going to mean building more prisons. That might be in your area. So he's saying some of this is going to be potentially very unpopular, but he says he's determined to do it.
The government has issued a warning about the dangers of foraging after three people in Jersey were poisoned by mistakenly eating a death cap mushroom. They were treated in hospital, and the BBC understands at least one of them remains there. Sean Combs, the US rapper, also known as P. Diddy, is facing another lawsuit accusing him of rape. The latest allegation comes from a woman who says she was drugged and abused in the hip-hop star's music studio. Emma Vardy reports from LA.
In a tearful press conference in LA, a woman called Talia Graves said she